But you've got the job for life.
Swan said. Lady was doing one of them things herself.
Everyone looked at him.
He wilted some.
Well, what she really did was talk about writing one, when she got the time. I don't think she ever really put anything down. She just said how she had to keep some things straight in her head so she could get them down right. The obligation of history, she called it.
Let me think a minute,
Croaker said.
He picked up a stone, threw it at a crow. The bird squawked and fluttered a few feet, but did not take the hint. It was Catcher's, all right. She was back in circulation, free, or in alliance with her captors. After a while, Croaker observed,
We have a lot of catching up to do, but I suspect the critical business is to end this problem with Mogaba. How many men does he have left in there?
Maybe 1,000, 1,500, Mergen guessed.
One Eye and Goblin stayed when he's become their enemy?
They can protect themselves, Mergen said. They don't want to come out here. They think there's something waiting to get them. They want to sit tight till Lady gets her powers back.
Powers back? Is she... Nobody mentioned that.
But he had suspected it for a long time.
She is,
Blade said.
Not as fast as she'd like.
Nothing happens as fast as she'd like. What are they afraid of, Mergen?
Shifter's apprentice. Remember her? She was there when we got rid of Shifter and Storm Shadow. She took off on us. They say she's locked into the Four Valaka shape, but she still has her own mind. And she's still out to get them for killing Shifter. Especially One Eye.
One Eye had killed the wizard shapeshifter because Shifter had killed his brother Tom Tom long ago.
The wheel of vengeance turning.
Croaker sighed.
She's maybe out to get everybody who was involved.
That angle hasn't come up before.
I think they're imagining it.
You never know with those clowns.
Croaker leaned back, closed his eyes.
Tell me more about Mogaba.
Mergen had a lot to say.
Croaker observed,
I always suspected there was more to him than he showed. But human sacrifices? That's a little much.
They didn't just sacrifice them. They ate them.
What?
Well, their hearts and livers. Some of them. There was only 4 or 5 guys really into that with Mogaba.
Croaker glanced at the wide man. The fellow was indignant to the point of explosion.
Croaker said,
I guess that explains why Ghiazli was such a peaceful town, if the city guard eats criminals and rebels.
He chuckled, but cannibalism was not humorous.
You, sir, we haven't been introduced. You seem to have strong feelings about Mogaba.
Mergen said,
That's Sindhu, one of Lady's special friends.
Oh?
What did that mean?
Sindhu said,
They have abandoned themselves to Shadow. The true deceiver seldom spills blood.
He opens the golden path without tempting the goddess's thirst. Only the blood of an accursed enemy should be spilled. Only an accursed enemy should be tortured.
Croaker glanced around.
Anybody know what the hell he's talking about?
Swan said,
Your girlfriend is running with some strange characters.
He chose a northern dialect. Maybe Cordy can explain. He spent more time trying to figure it out.
Croaker nodded.
I suppose we ought to put an end to this. Mergen, you game to go back again? Take a message to Mogaba.